Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. When the Venezuelan band Los Amigos Invisibles began playing music in the early 90s, they were literally invisible to most people out there. Their first gigs were in underground dance parties throughout Caracas. But after a move to Brooklyn in 1997, they emerged into the spotlight when they caught the ear of David Byrne, the legendary former frontman for the group Talking Heads. Since then, the group has created 5 studio albums, all featuring a funky mix of house, acid jazz, and Latin disco. They're on tour now, supporting their 5th album titled Comercial, which won them a Latin Grammy for Best Alternative Album. And they're with us now in our Washington, D.C. studios to perform songs from the album and tell us a little bit about themselves. Armando Figueredo, the keyboardist, is going to introduce everybody. Welcome, everybody.
Hello. Thanks for having us here, Michelle. I'm I'm keyboard player Armando. To my right is Cheo, guitar player, Julio on lead vocals, Katire on bass, Mamel on drums, and then Mauricio on bongos.
All right. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So how did you come up with your name?
Actually, a friend of ours came up with a name, but it comes from a TV show that we used to watch as kids. It was a history show, and basically the announcer would introduce the program addressing the invisible people that were watching him. So he would say, good night, my invisible friends, and then continue on with the show.
There was a recent interview in Miami New Times. They called you Venezuelan anti-heroes, and it says that you're not producing the traditional rock and salsa that many people associate with the Latin sound. So I wanted to ask, how do you describe your sound?
We're a party band, first and foremost. Some people have called us like Latin funk or dance funk or whatever. We began with the acid jazz movement. In the UK, we were inspired by it, bands like Brand New Heavies, Jamiroquai, et cetera, et cetera. And that what meant dance music with a jazz twist, with electric guitar, keyboards, and so on and so forth. But eventually, we actually got back into our roots, and we do incorporate some salsa over here and there, and merengue, and, you know, bossa nova, all of that.
But when you started out,
were you starting out wanting to make a break from
what people think Latin music is? Well, or was it just that's what you like?
Well, back in our country, there were 2 kinds of bands playing around. It was either like rock bands on a more either goth or, you know, heavy metal kind of spectrum, or there were salsa and merengue kind of bands. And we were in between.
I wanted to ask Cheo a question. One song that has been winning over fans has been Mentiras, which means lies.
Well, it became like a thing to party and then to be tagged on the social networks like Facebook or High Five. So, you know, something happened in a party in República Dominicana where we like we had these pictures with these ladies, nothing bad happening, nothing to regret or anything. But, you know, we were like approached by our girlfriend saying, you know, like you were partying until late in this place and whatever. And we were like, no, that's a lie. That wasn't me. It looks like me, but it's not me.
It wasn't really me.
No, not at all.
Really?
Like, no, I'm
Can we
tagged,
second source
I mean,
that?
I have the same t-shirt and I have the same, like, afro and stuff. But it's
everybody's
not
telling
me.
The same story here. Okay,
well,
okay, I'm
yeah,
just making
yeah, we
sure.
We were working late.
Oh, okay. But that's where the song came from?
No, I wasn't even there.
It wasn't even there. But it was a number one hit, right?
Yeah,
in Venezuela? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so can we hear it?
Yes.
All right,
sure.
Hear it. Let's hear it.
La 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 la. Esas son puras mentiras. Esa noche yo no andaba ahí. Debes estar confundida. O había un tipo igualito a mí. Esas son puras mentiras. Esa noche yo no andaba ahí. Debes estar confundida. O había un tipo igualito a mí. Te cuentan que me vieron pasando en la ciudad con una ropa fina y con cara de galán, mirando a todas las chicas pasar frente a mí. Pero eso es imposible, yo nunca estuve allí. Cuando no estás conmigo yo me porto bien, me quedo encerrado viendo la TV. No salgo ni a la esquina ni hablo con mi vecina, aunque no te lo niego, sigue estando divina. Esas son puras mentiras. Esa noche yo no andaba allí. Debes estar confundida. O había un tipo igualito. Me dices que me viste en una página web, con dos evas al lado y una birra también, que estaba muy contento y como distraído. Te juro, yo esa hora estaba más que dormido. No sé de qué me hablas, yo no sé qué pasa. Tú siempre por ahí, yo tranquilo en mi casa, leyéndome unos libros pa' poder comprender cómo debo tratarte y entenderte, mujer. Esas son puras mentiras. Esa noche yo no andaba allí. Debes estar confundida. O había un tipo igualito a mí. Esas son puras mentiras. No, no. Esa noche yo no andaba, yo no andaba, yo no andaba. Debes estar confundida. O había un tipo igualito a mí.
That was hot. Thank you. Thank Welcome. You for that. Thank you. And congratulations while I'm at it on the first Latin Grammy.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, congratulations, which you won for this album back in November. You know, Armando, you've been nominated, what, four times? Previously?
This was the third on the Latin Grammys and then two on the American.
And the first win. Now, I know a lot of artists have ambivalent feelings about prizes and things like that, but I do wonder, what do you think the difference is that took you over the top for this one?
It is nice to be recognized, even more fabulous to win, and it obviously is something to put on your resume. I mean, you can see it at this beginning of the year for us has been a lot more hectic than it should be, but of course we don't produce music or compose music thinking that you're gonna get a Grammy. You just compose it because it's what you do and what you like doing.
Chair, what do you think?
I was just going to add to that, the most beautiful thing about the Grammys was what it meant for Venezuela, our hometown. Like, people got really excited about it. And even though, like, we have, like, mixed opinions about awards and prizes and everything, like, the fact that Venezuela was so happy for us and, like, we became, like, such a great news for our country, it was, like, actually really beautiful. And it made the Grammy, like, have, like, a different meaning for us now.
Yeah. You know, what do you think you won this time? Any idea?
Longevity is one of the things I think made the difference. We've been out there and doing noise for a long time. And then I guess actually this record, pun intended, commercial, is actually the most commercial record we've done so far in our career.
And are you okay with that?
Yeah, we are all okay. We thought about it. We're like, yeah, let's do it. This is how it sounds. Just accept what it is and put it out there. It's commercial.
Yeah. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm visiting with Los Amigos Invisibles. They're on tour supporting their album, Comercial. It's a Latin Grammy award-winning album, and they were kind enough to stop by our Washington, D.C. studios while they are on tour. So what else can you play for us?
Oh, Viviré Para Ti. This is a song called Viviré Para Ti. In the record, we collaborate with a very famous Mexican artist, Natalia Lafourcade.
Okay, let's hear it.
Ven y dame todo lo que quieras.
Do you miss home?
We go there a lot. But we do miss certain things.
The politics are a little intense right now. Internal politics in Venezuela, between the U.S. and Venezuela. And I just wonder, does that make its way into the music?
Our band has, I mean, each individual has their own view. Actually, we pretty much have one view. But our music is not about politics. Our music is about letting go and having people actually take their minds as far away from politics and everyday life as possible. That hasn't yet gotten into the music, but that's another thing.
Yeah. No, I'm just asking because a lot of times artists find themselves at the apex. People sometimes look to artists to express their feelings when they can't through other means. And sometimes you get drafted even if you don't volunteer.
And you know what, Michelle? Since we started, that question is always being asked to the band. Like, okay, come on, how you guys don't talk about politics? And I think right now the tension is pretty bad. But by the beginning, it was also kind of the same publicity for politicians. And we were like really exhausted and really tired about, man, it's 24 hours talking about politics, so we're going to talk about something else. Sex, love, cheating.
Because that's never discussed. You're right.
No, it's never discussed. No, but actually, the greater majority of the bands in Venezuela that were, like, you know, I mean, I, of course, opposed to salsa and merengue, but any rock band or any ska band or punk band or whatever that was around would talk about politics. And political situation in Venezuela has always been bad. Now it's actually worse, to the point that you have to choose sides, which I don't agree with at all. I don't think you should choose sides. You should try to work together. But, I mean, in Venezuela, we're considered opposition. Mm. And it has actually led us to certain issues with, we've lost shows, whatever, blah, 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 you know. But we still choose that it's, I mean, what we try to do in that sense is bring people away from that and make people feel better, as opposed to just reminding them what they're going through every day.
How do you think being in New York has influenced the music? Being
do you want to
Chaya?
I mean, Cheo wants a mic.
Yeah, no, I think we all agree that, you know, it brings like a lot of influences. It's like a place where a lot of people go through, and a lot of great music, a lot of great scenes, and being outside your country makes you like conscious of all what you had there in front of your nose. So it's a win-win situation in both ways. I love New York.
All right. Well, speaking to Brooklyn in the house right here. So to that end, I understand that the song we were going to go out on speaks to that, being in New York and thinking about, you know, what you left behind. Do I have that right? You want to play?
It was written over in New York, Playa Azul.
Playa Azul, literally means blue beach. And so when we listen to this, should we think of ourselves sort of sipping something cool on the beach or what?
Well, it was written because we were in a snowstorm in New York, missing Venezuela. That's pretty much the reason why. So it's imagining yourself on a blue beach with your loved one.
With a piña colada.
Okay, that sounds good. I love piña colada. Well, we've been visiting with Los Amigos Invisibles. They're currently on tour supporting their Latin Grammy-winning album, Comercial. To learn more about the band and to see a video from their performance, please check out our website at npr.org. And now we're going to hear Playa Azul. Thank you all so much for visiting with us.
Contigo en una playa azul, oyendo bossa nova y tú, dejándote besar.
That's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.
Y tú, dejándote.